Join guest host and associate producer Steve Cook reporting from Little Rock, Arkansas.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.
You roll your eyes and my heart tips a beat. I vibrate read from my head to my feet. You look so tame, yet you set my heart aflame. Every time I kiss you, Lord, it drives me insane.
Harold Lloyd Jenkins was born in Friars Point, Mississippi on September 1st, 1933, but he grew up on the other side of the Mississippi River in Helena, Arkansas, in Phillips County, home of stars in rock, gospel, country, and especially the blues. Jenkins learned guitar from his grandfather and made his debut on Helena's famed KFFA radio station at age 12. By the late 1940s, Harold Jenkins had a country group called the Phillips County Ramblers. This group merged into a harder rocking group called the Rockhousers. I Vibrate, heard here from his first sessions for MGM Records in 1958, was written with Jenkins and Jack Nance of Conway, Arkansas. Phillips County native Levon Helm recalled seeing Harold Jenkins and the band in places like West Helena's Delta Supper Club. He had all the rockabilly moves, the stutter, the twitches, the strut, Helm wrote in his 1994 autobiography, Oh Boy, Were They Good. In fact, Harold Jenkins gave Levon Helm his stage debut at a Delta Supper Club performance. Helm later played with Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks, which merged into Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Band. But back to Harold Jenkins. After being scouted by the Philadelphia Phillies and serving during the Korean War, Jenkins cut a few rockabilly demos for Sun Records in nearby Memphis in 1955. Those weren't released, but Roy Orbison recorded Jenkins' song Rock House. Jenkins signed with Mercury Records as a rocker under his new stage name, Conway Twitty. Conway for Conway, Arkansas, and Twitty for Twitty, Texas. In 1957, Conway Twitty landed a small rockabilly hit called I Need Your Lovin', which cracked the top 100. The next year, he signed with MGM and had a number one pop smash with his first single, a million seller he co-wrote with Jack Nance and recorded as Conway Twitty, called It's Only Make Believe.
My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care.
1960 yielded another top 10 hit for Conway Twitty, Lonely Boy Blue. By now, Conway Twitty was a certified pop star. He appeared on TV shows and in teeny bopper films like College Confidential. But in a couple of years, the hits slowed. Conway reorganized with a country band in 1964, although he initially met resistance trying the new genre. 2 years later, he signed with Decca Records, a major label. 2 years after that, in 1968, Conway Twitty had again made it to the top, this time in country music, with his number one hit, Next in Line. It would be the first of his 40 number one country hits.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be.
In 1971, Conway Twitty first teamed up with Loretta Lynn for the first of a long string of duet hits. By 1975, Conway Twitty had become a musician of such stature that a copy of his Russian-language version of Hello, Darling was presented by an American commander to his Russian counterpart during a joint space venture. Twitty's daughters, Joni Lee and Kathy, with her stage name Jessica James, also attempted country music careers. In the 1980s, Conway Twitty kept current by doing country versions of rock and roll and pop hits like Three Times a Lady, Heartache Tonight, and The Rose. He opened up Twitty City, a 9-acre theme park, became co-owner of the Nashville Sounds semi-professional baseball league team, and Conway Twitty Mobile Homes. He also ventured into the fast food business with Twitty Burgers. Conway Twitty also helped the early careers of artists like Reba McEntire and Vince Gill.
Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble.
The 1990s began promisingly for Conway Twitty with top 10 hits like Crazy in Love and recording Rainy Night in Georgia with Sam Moore of the R&B duo Sam and Dave. On June 5, 1993, a few months before his 60th birthday, Conway Twitty collapsed after a performance in Branson, Missouri, on his way to the 1993's Fanfare in Nashville, Tennessee. Conway Twitty died in a Springfield, Missouri hospital of a stomach hemorrhage. He was buried in Gallatin, Tennessee. Years after his death, Conway Twitty still has more number one country songs than anyone ever. From Phillips County, Arkansas, here's Conway Twitty with It's Only Make Believe, his first MGM single from 1958, co-written with Arkansas-er Jack Nance.
People people see us everywhere. They think you really care, but myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart, a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me, but it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, and my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
Co-written by Jack Nance of Conway, Arkansas, it's Conway Twitty from Helena, Arkansas, with his first MGM single from 1958, the million-selling It's Only Make Believe. It's another song of Arkansas. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.
Arkansongs is a production of Experiment Station Studios. Producer is Keith Merks. Arkansongs, since 1998.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.